KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In the news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Griswold woman was arrested Wednesday afternoon on theft charges in connection with money allegedly stolen from the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Foundation and the MCMH Employee Sounding Board. 48-year-old Mitzi Wallace of Griswold is alleged to have taken about $10,000 from both entities over an extended period of time, but the actual amount could be more. Wallace was arrested on two counts of second-degree theft. An investigation into the crime remains ongoing. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Residents in Shelby County currently signed up for the Code Red Alert System will receive an alert next week as part of a test of the system. The test is scheduled to occur around 7 p.m. on April 26th. County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said any resident of Shelby County who has not signed up for the Code Red Alerts should do so as soon as possible, especially in light of the severe weather season. The system was made available to residents of the county in 2009. Seibert says nearly 1,700 of the county's 12,000 residents are currently signed up for those alerts. The Code Red system was used in Fremont County and was credited with making a difference in saving the lives of Thurman residents, who were alerted to a tornado which nearly destroyed the town last weekend but resulted in no deaths. The Code Red system will deliver warnings to your cell and home phones. It can also be used for a missing child alert, chemical spill or release, or other such emergencies. To sign up for the Code Red alerts in Shelby County, log on to shelbycoema.com or call 712-755-2124. Damage in southwest Iowa from last weekend's twin tornadoes is climbing into the many millions of dollars, but the price tag apparently isn't high enough for two hard-hit communities to qualify for federal aid. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin says it's an unfortunate fact, and the rules are in place for a reason.
Well, I know we've spoken with Homeland Security about this. They've noted that it's quite unlikely that Thurman would be eligible for a presidential disaster declaration, given the level of loss and the expected insured rate. And the same would be true that I heard also of Creston.
In the town of Thurman, virtually every home had at least some twister damage, while 14 houses were destroyed and 28 more were heavily damaged. In Creston, the hospital and community college, also the AEA, were among the larger structures that were hit by the tornado, in addition to a number of homes and other businesses. Governor Terry Branstad has declared Union and Fremont counties as state disaster areas, but Harkin says that's probably as far as it'll go.
What you look at are the uninsured losses, and they're well below the limits that would be required for a presidential declaration at the national level.
It's not that the Federal Emergency Management Agency is broke, Harkin says. FEMA has the money. He added that it's just that Creston and Thurman won't qualify for it.
Well, obviously, budgets are tight. We'll do whatever we can to assist and help, but there are pretty set requirements for what is a national disaster and what is a local or state-type of disaster.
Both tornadoes that hit Saturday were classified as EF2s, with winds topping out at anywhere from 125 to 135 miles per hour. Representatives of First Whitney Bank and Trust recently presented the Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation Director Don Marnin with a check for $10,000 to be used for the CCMH Foundation's Healing Garden Project, which will be located on the Cass County Health System campus. The Healing Garden is being designed to serve as a peaceful haven for patients, their family members, and hospital staff. It'll feature a fountain, quiet places, benches, and a healing garden of hope. If you'd like more details on that project, you can listen to the KJAN podcast of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen that was put on the web yesterday. Just go to our podcasts page to find and download or direct play the program. Or for more information on how you can help with the Healing Garden Project, you can call 712-243-7409. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Eldred E.J. Conrad, age 92, of Harlan, died February 20th. Graveside services for E.J. Conrad will be held today at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nina Mickelson, age 98, of Orient, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Nina Mickelson will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Orient. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Terrence Howard Allen, age 74, of Avoca, died Wednesday. A memorial visitation for Terrence Allen will be held this evening from 5 until 7 at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Geneva Schreck, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died April 13th. Funeral services for Geneva Schreck will be this evening at 6:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Louis Lauritsen, age 88, formerly of Audubon, died December 19th in New Mexico. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Louis Lauritsen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Betty Bruck, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Bruck will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Byron Jensen, age 78, of Harlan, died February 13th. Funeral services for Byron Jensen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rolf Steerly, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Rolf Steerly will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. David Nelson, age 75, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for David Nelson will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dennis Reha, age 70, of Adair, died Thursday in Des Moines. Services for Dennis Reha are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Lois Gross, age 82, of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Lois Gross are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.